Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Lebanon is observing a day of mourning Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port and the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross said this morning that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said official casualty figures could rise as crews work through the damaged buildings and people search for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in the Congress next week. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. The World Health Organization blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. The health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are also more likely to go to their jobs, to the beach, and bars and shop. The United States, France, Germany, Spain, and Japan all among the countries reporting the largest jump in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district where many young people gather. They are also asking nightclubs to ensure partygoers have plenty of space. The storm that hit the United States as Hurricane Isaias and killed 6 people as it brought heavy wind and rain up the East Coast, expected to dissipate Wednesday and early Thursday over southeastern Canada. The U.S. National Weather Service said the storm weakened to a post-tropical cyclone late Tuesday. Forecasters expect the storm to bring about 2 to 7 centimeters of rain to southeastern Canada while its winds continue to die down. Isaias came ashore in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. Monday night, Category 1 hurricane quickly moved up the east coast of the U.S., losing some force as it drifted inland, but leaving behind floods, downed trees, and scattered power outages. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for national unity against what he called evil and dark forces. In a televised address, the president blamed opposition groups, whom he described as terrorists working with outsiders, for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. The comment comes days after he ordered troops to stop anti-government protests over poverty and corruption. The president also blamed economic sanctions, cyclones, drought, and the most recently deadly COVID-19 pandemic for affecting progress towards Zimbabwe's economic recovery. In Myanmar, leader Aung San Suu Kyi filed her certificate of candidacy on Tuesday. Suu Kyi led her party to a landslide victory in the last general election in 2015. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.